All right. The event is on Monday, 7 o'clock at Emmaus Church. And what are the activities that surround this event?
Well, one of the main activities is that we will be having Anthony Bateza, who's a Lutheran theologian who specializes in moral and ethical theology. So he'll be presenting. He'll be our main preliminary speaker. Looking forward to that. Dr. King is one of my personal heroes as a highly ethical, courageous, moral person. So I'm really looking forward to that piece of the event.
Well, yeah, definitely. We can represent him well, carrying forth that message. And, you know, as you, it has to be a tough task finding speakers to promote a day that surrounds such a great speaker.
Certainly. So.
Usually is not too difficult.
No.
We also, because it is a community event, try to highlight some of the talent within our community. So we will have three different groups performing this year. One of the Northfield Youth Choirs will be performing. The Black Student Union at Northfield High School, a group of their dancers will be performing. And then also there's a new group in town called the Justice Choir. And so they will be singing some songs for us.
All right. Sounds good. What kind of turnout do you usually expect for this event? Is it?
Typically we get between 150 and 200 people.
Okay. So people should just show up 15 minutes ahead of time and
come join us. Along with what we've already talked about are two other important components. One is every year we give a human rights award to someone or some organization in the community. And this year
it will be the Community Action Center. we're celebrating and honoring their 50 years of service to the Northfield community. So we're very, very proud to offer them that recognition.
Yes, well-deserved recognition. I know over the holiday season they've done so much for so many people in the community, as they do throughout the year, and you know, a well-deserved award for them.
And the other part, well, I guess there are actually two little other parts. The other part that I think is really important is we have an open microphone component, and so it provides people an opportunity to share memories, dreams, experiences, hopes in that relate to the message of Dr. King. And that's always a powerful part of the event. And then when I first came on board the Human Rights Commission, then they typically would have cake afterwards, birthday cake. And so then there wasn't enough money one year for birthday cake, and apparently there was a big uproar. So there will be cake afterwards for people to enjoy and talk about the program and Dr. King's message. Is just a time to socialize with others afterwards.
Well, you don't want people showing up expecting cake and not getting it.
Exactly.
We'll have cookies, too.
Well, there you have it. Cake and cookies and a great message. It seems like the triple threat right there. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the event, about the Human Rights Commission, their mission, what's going forward?
Well, the Human Rights Commission, I don't remember how long it's been in Northfield, but we have one of the earlier commissions in the state.
I think 1965. Yeah.
And it is a strong commission, and we have diverse representation on it, trying to respect the diversity within our community. And along with the annual Martin Luther King Day event, we have two other things that we sponsor. One is Northfield Reads, a community read program that focuses on issues of diversity. And then starting last summer, we started offering
the International Day of Peace.
Oh, we do. We have that too.
Yeah,
we have four events.
With students, student art contest, and you're thinking of another one.
I'm thinking of Najwa's Dinners.
Ah.
Najwa Bukhari was a member of our community all too briefly for about 2 years. She was very strong on issues of human rights, and unfortunately she died of cancer early. And one of her dreams had been, she lived along North Avenue, to get the people on each side of North Avenue to come together and get outside their homes and get to know each other. And so we started a picnic at Greenvale Park Community School, and it was very successful. And so we hope to keep duplicating that, not just there, but at different places in the community in the summer, to pull people together across kind of dividing lines that we have.
All right. Well, I would like to thank you guys for all of your hard work that you do in our community to spread diversity and equality. I'd like to remind our listeners, 7 o'clock on Monday, on Martin Luther King Day, you know, the kids don't have school. Many of you may or may not have work, but that evening, head to Emmaus Church and help celebrate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King. And is there anything else you guys would like to add?
I think that's wonderful.
All right. Well,
we look forward to seeing people.
Talking with Corinne Smith and Richard DeVoe from the Human Rights Commission, and hopefully they will see you on Monday at 7 o'clock.